There's growing unrest in western China. New protests have flared just days after more than 150 people died in clashes in Xinjiang's capital, Urumqi. Groups of Han Chinese armed themselves and faced off against police, prompting regional officials to impose a curfew. Elsewhere, Uyghur members of the Muslim minority protested mass arrests by police that happened on Sunday. Thousands were injured in weekend brawls. The unrest was apparently triggered by a fight several weeks earlier at a toy factory in a neighboring province. It ignited a wave of ethnic tension and has so far defied government efforts to stem the violence. More than 2 million people live in Urumqi in China's western desert region. For more on this, we're going to check in with freelance reporter Henry Morton. He has the latest details from Beijing.
Yes, well, we're now hearing from Chinese media that a night curfew has definitely been imposed in Urumqi, the capital of Xinjiang province. This is the same Chinese media that only this morning was reporting to us that calm had been restored to the city. There was further unrest today. Colleagues of mine were witness to some of that unrest firsthand. They were part of a government-organized press trip around the city this morning. They were being shown wreckage of cars and burnt-out buses from the violence on Sunday when they were approached by 200 to 300 Uyghur women and children protesting against what they claimed had been the arbitrary detention of male relations. The army and riot police moved in fairly quickly, I'm told, to disperse that protest, but it took them a good 45 minutes to do so. A lot of anger still there on the streets. Ethnic Han Chinese also moving onto the streets later in the day to protest as well. They were also met by riot police firing tear gas, and there have been reports of further unrest across the province prompting this curfew, and also a rather major embarrassment for the Chinese government.
And now, Henry, I understand that you've had a chance to speak to some people in the area. What are communications like right now?
Yes, it's actually very difficult to get hold of anyone in the city at the moment. The government doing its best to limit those communications. Internet access now, I'm told, is extremely patchy across the province, and mobile phone communications also being hit. Friends of mine in the region finding it almost impossible to make outgoing calls. People also struggling to call in to Xinjiang. The government doing its best, really, to limit the flow of information as it tries to hinder those who may be planning more coordinated action in the coming days.
That's freelance reporter Henry Morton in Beijing.